We thank you for being here this morning online. And I want you to turn this morning to a passage of scripture that's very familiar to us all. It's found in the book of Joshua, chapter number 24. Joshua, chapter number 24. I appreciate the opportunity to stand and preach this morning. And I know Mrs. Muller was saying it's a little strange standing up here in front of basically an empty auditorium. But you know, we can still preach the Word of God. Amen. And we can be able to reach folks and encourage them wherever they are in the world. And you know, that is a blessing. Even in the midst of all this COVID situation where the devil would like to be able to stop the services from going out, we can still be able to have this internet ministry and reach so many through that. So we thank the Lord for that. I would encourage you too, if you have someone that does not have the internet, on our website, you can pull it up. Pastor Campbell gave the number just a few moments ago, but there is a number, the Dial-A Sermon number, that you can call, and you can listen to each of the services during the week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then on Wednesday night. And each of these services are made available. You can put your phone on speaker mode and be able to listen to the service just like you can on the internet. Our Conqueror Sunday School class also has that for our Sunday school lessons, and you can pull that up and listen if you cannot access the messages online. So we want to encourage you with that this morning. All right. In the Bible this morning, Joshua chapter 24. I was thinking about Proverbs this morning, but the passage I want to read to you this morning is from the book of Joshua, chapter number 24. As we enter this new year of 2022, I want to share this very familiar passage of Scripture from the Old Testament book of Joshua. This is an encouraging book. If you've never read through the book of Joshua, boy, it'll be an encouragement to your heart today. And I want you to turn there with me. It's a rather long passage, but I want to read the first 25 verses in this passage of Scripture this morning, Joshua chapter 24. We're going to begin here in verse number 1. Here the Bible said, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward, I brought you out, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, He put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I've done in Egypt. And you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side, Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand that you might possess that land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you know, as we look at this passage of Scripture this morning, we see something here I thought that may be just a good encouragement for you as we begin this new year. We're beginning it in a sort of strange way, not being able to be in the house of God. And you know, I think sometimes God allows these things to happen to us so that we will better be more thankful for what God has given unto us, lest it be taken away. And you know, as we look at all that God did for the children of Israel here in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and as Joshua summarizes all of these things, I think it would be a good time for you and me today, on this first Sunday in the month of January, 2022, to just stop and decide what we're going to do in the midst of the pestilence here, so to speak, in the midst of COVID, when we're not able to be in the house of God like we normally are, when we're not able to do the things for God that we normally do for the Lord. I think it's a good time that we just sit down and along with Joshua, we look at the devil, the adversary, in the face and say, "Rascal, as for me and my house, in this new year of 2022, we're going to serve the Lord." Amen. And I think that we just need to make up our minds what we're going to do for God, even in the midst of this pestilence, even in the midst of persecution, in the midst of being out of sorts with everything that we're trying to do for the Lord. We need to just make up our mind and say, "As for me and my house, in the year 2022, we are going to serve the Lord." Amen. So I want to encourage you with this morning. Let's take a look at it, and then we're going to go into the message from Joshua chapter 24, and let's pray before we do that, all right? Heavenly Father, again this morning, I just want to say thank you for the privilege, Lord, that you've given unto me to be able to stand and preach on this first Sunday in January of 2022. Lord, I thank you for the time that we had this morning in Sunday school, and I pray, dear God, that you'll help that lesson to be a blessing and a strength to our people. And then, Lord, today, as we stand to preach the Word of God, help us, Lord, to see from thy Word how that we can stand faithful and we can make up our minds to do what you would still have us to do, even in the midst of all the situations around us. God, that we can be a blessing to someone today. Help us, Lord, to make up our hearts and our minds that in this new year of 2022, we are going to stand faithful. We are going to do what you've commanded us to do. And Lord, we'll thank you for that. Bless our service now, and we'll thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the greatest things I think that God allows us to do is to sometimes just sit down and take inventory of what God has done for us in our lives. I think remembrance is one of the greatest things that God has given us. I was thinking this morning, I was out walking Precious this morning, and it was wet, it was cool this morning, and I was just thinking about all that God has done for me and all that he has brought us through. This time last year, I was very sick with COVID. And you know, God brought me through all that. And I'm thankful for that today, to be able to stand and preach his word. And you know, I'm just thankful for what God has done. And many times God uses remembrance to help us to see his faithfulness, even in the midst of our unfaithfulness. Many times as you read through the word of God, and as you read through the first five or six books of the word of God especially, you see how that mankind has not been as faithful to God as God has surely been faithful to mankind. And here Joshua brings all the people together. Joshua is about to leave this world. He's 110 years old now as we read these passages. And for all the many years he has been faithful to serve the Lord. He was Moses' right-hand man. And when God chose to take Moses home, God chose Joshua to lead the people into the promised land. And Joshua led them the right way. Were there mistakes made? Sure there were. He was human. But you know what? He learned from those mistakes. And he saw the mighty hand of God upon the lives of these people. And if you go back just one chapter here, chapter 23, I want you to see something this morning. Starting here in verse number 11, he said, "Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God." My goodness, what a great commandment that is to the people of God, that no matter what the situation may be, we take heed to love the Lord our God. You see, it's out of a faithful heart, a loving heart, that we do what we do for God. We may go through situations all around us today. We may have heartaches and burdens and problems that come our way. But if we love the faithful God that saved us and has brought us through all that He's brought us through, honey, that will help you to be able to make it through each and every day. Now look what he said. He said, "Take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Else, if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of those nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. And behold, this day," now this is Joshua speaking to the people, he said, "and behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth." What's he saying? He's saying, "I'm about to die. I'm about to enter into eternity. I'm about to leave you here, but I want to give you some things that you need to do while you are still here." Look what he said. "And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." You know what Joshua was reminding the people of this morning? He was reminding the people of the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God could not be questioned in the lives of the children of Israel. Through every situation, God had been faithful unto them. God fought many of their battles. God destroyed the heathen from among them. God sent hornets. Can you imagine? I don't know if you've ever been stung by one, but it hurts. And God sent hornets to fight the battle for them so that they could become victorious through the work of God. And this is why that Joshua reminded them of their unfaithfulness. He reminded them, first of all, of God's faithfulness, but he warned them. And he said, "Now listen, if you turn back and you go away from this, God's not going to continue to bless when you are not faithful unto God." And Christian, today, I want to tell you something. Listen, don't let the devil tempt you to become unfaithful. Don't get used to sitting at home and not being in the house of God. Listen, there ought to be a longing in your heart. I got up early this morning. Man, I was thinking, man, I would normally be ready to go into Sunday school and to be able to teach the class and be there with everybody and greet and meet everybody and just be there together. And I long for that time once again. But folks, don't get callous. Don't get used to not being in the house of God. Don't get used to not running that bus route, bus worker. Don't get used to not teaching a Sunday school class, Sunday school teacher. Listen, choir member, don't get used to not standing up here in the choir and singing praises unto God while all these other things are going on. Don't get used to that. Allow this time to draw your heart to be closer unto God so that you can see the faithfulness of God in even the sad situations of not being able to be in church. Now, I want to help you to see some things today that Joshua tried to encourage these people about making right choices in a difficult time. Our times are definitely difficult today. Our world around us seems to be just turning absolutely against God. Everything that used to be considered good and holy and righteous is now considered to be awkward. And it's considered to be wrong in the eyes of so many, especially in our political world today. And listen, the world around us does not know Christ. And that is why you and I today have to be found faithful in this new year, because we're the light that's going to be shining for them. And we're the one that's going to portray to them and show them the way to know how that they can be saved from eternal separation from God in hell one day if they don't get saved. So I want to share with you some things this morning from the Word of God. As for me and my house in this new year, 2022. Now look at it with me this morning. As we look at this passage found in the Word of God, first of all, I want us to see and make note of the record of God's choices. Here in the book of Joshua, Joshua records the record. He makes a record of all the choices that God made for his people. He summarizes all these things here in verses 1 through 13. And I want you to look at it with me this morning. Look at all the times that Joshua reminded the people of God. They're all gathered together before him there in Shechem. And he's trying to help them to see the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. And look what he shows them here in verses, start here in verse number 3. He showed them how that he took your father Abraham. Abraham, the father of many nations. He took Abraham out of a land of pagan worship, out of a land where his father and all these other folks worship pagan gods. And he brought Abraham out so that he might bring the children of Israel in. And look what he did. He said, I gave unto you Isaac. I sent Moses in verse number 5. I brought your fathers out of Egypt. Look what he was talking about in verse number 6. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between them and the Egyptians there at the Red Sea. He said, I brought you into the land. I gave the enemies into your hand, verse number 8. And again in verse 8, I destroyed them from before you. And look at down at verse number 10. He said, I delivered you out of Balaam's hand when the men of Jericho fought against the children of Israel. Verse number 11, God reminds them here that I delivered them into your hand. Verse 12, I sent the hornets before you, which drave them out from before you. And now finally, in verse number 13, God says, and I gave and I have given unto you a land for you, which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. My goodness, God had given them everything that they had. And folks, that's what God's done for us today. In this new year that we look back and we see all the things that we have today in our possession. All our houses, all our lands, all of our children, all of our grandchildren, all the things that we have, it's only because God gave them unto us. God has been good, and God had indeed been faithful to his people. And Joshua reminded his people here in God's word of God's record, his track of faithfulness. I think that you and I need to take note of that today. God had chosen to be faithful. Aren't you glad that God chose to love you? Amen. Aren't you glad that God chose to love this church? And man, I'm thankful that God chose to love you. And may we never forget all that the Lord God has done for us through the years. But number two, I want you to see this. I want you to see Joshua's rebuke to these folks toward Israel for their bad choices. Now look at verse number 14. He said there in verse 14, now therefore, here's what I want, what you ought to do because God has been so good to you. Now, therefore, there's some things that you need to do. And he kind of rebukes them for it. He says, you ought to be fearing the Lord. I passed a car several months ago, and on the back of it, it had a sticker that said, no fear. And you know, that's the way our world is today. They don't fear God. They don't fear righteousness. They don't fear judgment. They don't fear the law. They don't fear anything that is holy today in our world. But folks, you and I need to fear the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about you cringe every time you think about God. No, I'm talking about a reverential, just an attitude, a respect for God for all that he is, for all that he has done, and all that he wants to do in your life today. Look what he said. He said, fear the Lord. And then he told them something here that they ought to have been doing anyway. But he said, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Folks, if there's any one thing that you and I need to do today, is that we need to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. We need to love him with all of our heart. Look what he said. Number three, he said, put away the gods which your fathers served. In other words, don't dilly-dally around with the things of this old world. Many times when we are not able to go out and go to church or go visit when we normally do, or teach a Sunday school class, or whatever else we may do in the ministry of God here, we find other things to take the place of those things we're not able to do. But listen to me today, child of God. Don't let the things of this world take up the space that you normally have for God. Listen, in your Bible reading time, I was trying yesterday morning to start out early and start reading my Bible and get into this new year serving the Lord with my heart, with His blessing. And we need to put away the gods which others have served. And then number four, he said, serve ye the Lord. Amen. Serve ye the Lord. I grabbed a stack of tracts. I've got a whole stack of tracts over here because I ran out. And I want to keep tracts available because, listen, I still go to the grocery store. I still go to the gas place. I still go out to different places. And I want to be able to tell folks about what God can do for them. And you know what? Last night, my wife and I had taken her up to a little restaurant up in Pennsylvania area. And I gave the dear waitress last night a gospel tract. And you know what? Nobody that I've given these gospel tracts to has turned anything away. You know why? Because folks are looking for something that is real. And that is why we need to remember what God has done for us. But then number three, I want you to see today the reward that comes from making right choices. Did you know that God rewards those who make right choices? He rewards us. Look at it. Verse number 15. Joshua, first of all, sets the personal example for making right decisions. Look what he says in verse 15. He said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what he did? He did this. He made this personal choice. He set it as a personal example as the spiritual leader of God's people. Those of us that teach a Sunday school class, or we go out and we work in the labor of the Lord, we work in the youth ministry, we work in the children's ministry, we work in the Christian school, we work in the different various areas of this ministry. Listen, we are leaders, and we've got to make the right choice in this new year, 2022. The devil's going to do everything he can do to discourage us. He's going to do everything he can do to stop us. But we have to stand up and say, you know what? No matter what happens, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And he did this as a spiritual leader of God's people. But look at this. I think this is maybe even more important than as a spiritual leader for God's people. He did this as a spiritual leader of his own home. Folks, if we needed anything else in this world today, we need some spiritual leaders in our homes. We need dads to be spiritual dads. We need mothers that will be spiritual mothers that will pray for their family, will lead them. Hey, listen, we need young people, teenagers, children that will be willing to love God enough that they will be willing to obey their parents in the Lord. For this is right. Amen. And we need to make that decision here. And he did this as an example of God's goodness, not only to him, but for those who had not decided yet what they were going to do with the Lord. There are many people that are watching you and me today. There are many people that are watching this church. For more than 54 years, this church has stood faithful to take out the message of the Word of God all throughout Carroll County and beyond. And you know what? Folks are watching to see what we're going to do. What are we going to do during this new year? What are we going to do with this COVID situation? Listen, We could close up the doors and not have any services, not invite anybody, not have the internet, not anything, and just say la vie, let happen what happens. But you know what? We're trying to still, in every situation, take the message of the Word of God to all the world. And you and I today need to do this. Why? Because there are others out there that are still trying to make a decision as to what they're going to do in this new year. Hey, listen, they need some good examples, amen? And you and I need to be those good examples. Then look down at verses 16 through 18. Now as a result of God's man making the right choice and making it known to the people and to everyone around him what his choice was going to be, both personally and publicly, the people now make their own choice as to following God or not following God. Now look what happens here in verse number 16. Read it with me. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve the other gods. This was the choice of the people. They recognized what God had done for them. They recognized that their leadership was going to be faithful to God because God had been faithful to them. And you know what? The Spirit of God spoke to their heart and said, you know what? He's right. That preacher's right. Man, we need to do what God said to do. God forbid that we should go and worship other gods. Then look at verse 17. Here in verse 17, we see the people's recognition of all that God had done for them. Look what he said. For the Lord our God. Now this is the people speaking. The people said, for the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great things in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Wow, think about that. The people recognized that it wasn't by their own deeds that they had what they had, but it was all because of God. Amen? That's what we've got to recognize today. We've got to realize the fact that because of God, we have this ministry before us today. We have the opportunity to share the message of the gospel in a new and dreaded year. And you know what? These people recognized all that God had done for them. But I want you to see something that goes even further and all the strength in your heart today. Look at it in verse number 18. Verse number 18, and the Lord, they said, drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Amen. Isn't that great? Look at that. They made a choice. And they made a determination within their hearts that they were not only going to recognize the fact that it was God who had done all this, but they said, therefore, will we also serve the Lord? They were going to join with their leader. They were going to join themselves together unto God and said, listen, he is our God. Oh, thank God today that God is our God. Now, I want you to see some things here today. What really was the choice? What really was the choice here that the people needed to make? What was the choice? It was a choice between the pagan gods of this world and the one true God who made the world. That was the choice they had to make. Go back with me here at verses 14 and 15. I want you to see this morning that in this verse, these two verses, it was the gods of Egypt and the gods of the Amorites, or the true God that delivered them, that they had to make a choice between. You know, I think about so many times there in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. The Bible said this. It said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And listen to what he said. He said, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Isn't that great? You know what? They had to make a choice between the pagan gods, the gods of this present world, and the one true God that had done all that he had done for them. And folks, that's the choice that you and I have to make today. We got to choose. We've got to choose today who we're going to serve. We've got to choose who we're going to love today. Joshua had already predetermined in his heart that he and his house, they were going to serve the Lord no matter what the people chose to do. We see that here in verse 15. And when Joshua once again publicly proclaimed his choice, the people did too. Now let me ask you something today. If you and I would be willing to make that public proclamation that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if we would take the time to remind people of what God has done for them, even when they have been unfaithful, even when they have not been in the house of God as they ought to be, even when they have forsaken the things of God, which they should not have done. Listen, if we will let them know and we will make that proclamation, I wonder how many lives our faithfulness to God could help turn back unto God. You know what all folks need today is an example to follow. And our world is looking for a leader. Man, the United States is looking for a leader. And little do they realize that the leader that they need today is the Lord God. And we've got to direct them to that. Listen, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And he said this. He said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Paul reminded Timothy to never forget those folks that had been faithful unto God, that drew him unto God, and it helped him and encouraged him and strengthened him so that he might continue to be faithful to God. Listen, who around you do you know today that has been a faithful example for you? Hey, listen, I thought this morning, as my pastor is at home sick today, he's not able to be here. But you know what? He's been a faithful witness. He's been a faithful proclaimer, declarer of the Word of God for many, many, many years. And you know what? He's a good example to follow. Listen, you children that are watching today, you got Sunday school teachers, you got bus workers, you folks that are in various ministries of this church, there's somebody that you can look at and say, you know what? Because they were faithful, I can be faithful. And folks, that's what we need today to do. Listen, why did the people make the choice that they made? They made that choice because they recognized the goodness and faithfulness of God in their lives. You go back and you read verses 1 through 13 where Joshua reminds them. He puts on record what God had done for them. And there was nothing that those folks could deny in the faithfulness of God. But because God had been faithful and God had been good, they chose to make the right choice. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 said, "We love him because he first loved us." You know what? Had it not been for God loving me one day, had it not been for God loving you one day, where would you be today? Where would we be today had it not been for God, first of all, loving us and then sending somebody our way to teach us, to train us, to show us from the Word of God, the love of God for us? Where would we be today? Listen, this may be the year that you help someone else around you make the choice to either live for God because they see God in you, or you help them to make the choice to not live for God because they do not see God in you. What would be your choice today? Because they realized that it was God and God alone who had saved them out of the world of bondage and had brought them through all the storms and trials they'd gone through, they made the right choice. Listen, there are passages all throughout the Word of God. One of my favorite passages, and I have it in my Bible here, I have it marked with a picture. This picture was taken many years ago when I was just a boy. I was about 11 or 12 years old. But I keep this picture in this passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And if you'll go back sometime, not now, but just go back sometime, look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 25. Here again, Moses reminds the people of God's faithfulness to them. And I look at this picture and I remember I was just one little bus kid in the midst of about 60 on that day that we had this picture Sunday. And I had faithful bus workers and faithful bus captains and a faithful bus director that came by and picked me up every Sunday to bring me to church. And because of their faithfulness to God, I was able to come and hear the message of the Word of God. God saved me. God called me to preach. Everything that I have today, I owe unto God. I look at these other pictures I've got in here. I got a picture of my family. I keep in that passage because it's because of God's love and faithfulness that I even have a family today. Listen, God has been good, folks. And it was because of God's faithfulness to them, God's love for them, that they chose to make the right decision. Now, I want you to look at this today also. The question was, so where did God, where did the people make their choice? You know, a lot of people on Sunday, they like to leave out and go to the mountains and go to the valleys and go to the beaches and everywhere else because that's the only day that they have to themselves. But many a time folks forget that Sunday is still the first day of the week and it is the Lord's day. Listen, God didn't call these people to the mountains or to the beaches or whatever to make their decision. God called them together into the assembly together. And folks, that's what makes church so special. In our lives as church members of Church of the Open Door, many of us have made specific decisions in our service unto the Lord in this place. And listen, you know why the devil wants to keep us from getting here? It's so that we can get sidetracked on other areas in our lives, not come to the church of God, and we make other decisions away from God. Listen, these folks made decisions when they all came together and they served together. And folks, I would encourage you right now, right where you're sitting, if you're sitting in your living room or if you're in your kitchen or you're wherever you're at watching this service today, I want to encourage you to do something. Make church a priority in your life. When we're able to get back in service. Listen, make 2022 a year of decision that you choose to do the right thing for the Lord. Now, I want to ask you this. Number four, how was the choice to be made by the people? How are these people to make the choice that they made? Look at what verse 14 said. Joshua here encouraged them to make their choice immediately. Listen, don't dilly-dally around with what you're going to do for God because the devil will sidetrack you. He'll get you all sidetracked and get you distracted so that you don't make a choice for God. Look at what Joshua said in verse 14. He said, now, therefore, not tomorrow, not the next hour, but now, therefore, fear ye the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Make your choice today. As we begin this new year, determine in your heart and say unto God, dear God, I may have messed up. I may have gotten sidetracked in the days before. But God, as of this day, today, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to start this year off right. Look, Joshua urged them to make this choice immediately. But then he urged them to make the choice sincerely unto God. Listen, don't make your choices for God as a haphazard decision. Don't do it because the preacher says do it. Don't do it because somebody else says do it. Do it because you love the Lord God. You may be listening to this message this morning and you're not even saved yet. You need to realize how good God has been to you. And were it not for the grace of God, you could be in the flames of hell even today. But God loved you, and God sent His Son Jesus for you. That's what we just celebrated at Christmas. How that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and He did all that for you. You need to recognize the sincerity of God's love for you so that you can make the right choice in sincerity unto God. And then look what he did. Joshua urged them to make their choice truthfully. That word truthfully means honestly, without any other purpose than from an honest heart. Listen, the decision that you make for God needs to be a truthful decision. Don't go and make some braggabocious statement and say, I'm going to do this for God. When you don't even mean it from your heart. But just tell God that, Lord, you've been faithful to me. You've been good to me. And God, because of that, I want to be found faithful unto you. I want to serve you with all my heart. Then Joshua reminded the people. He said, fear the Lord. Look what he said, verse 14. He said, fear the Lord. Reverence God is what he was saying. Honor the one who has been so good unto you. The book of Proverbs, we read several passages about fearing the Lord. Listen to what they say. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, the awesome love and respect for the one who has been so good to you and me, it's the beginning of all wisdom. Look what he said in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to be wise today? Then begin fearing, reverencing the Lord. Respect God. Honor Him. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Listen, when the devil has us all sidetracked and we don't know which way to turn and we don't know which way to go and we don't know what we're going to do and we're doubting everything around us, listen, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Why did he say that? Because God had done all these great things for them and he could have confidence in God. And then in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. Listen, folks don't realize how good life really is until they first of all begin serving the Lord from an honest and sincere heart. Listen, God tendeth to life. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. It renders life. Listen, when we start telling folks about what God has done for us, then folks start turning unto God. And what a blessing that is to see. And then look at the second part of that verse. He said, they now needed to be willing to serve the Lord. You know what? Until all these other things happen in our lives, we will not serve the Lord. Until we honor the Lord, and until we fear the Lord and we serve Him in sincerity and in truth and we put away all the hindrances that would keep us from living and serving God, we will not serve the Lord from our heart. And Joshua reminded them here, listen, when all these things are done, you need to serve the Lord with all of your heart. Listen, they needed to have a good testimony for the Lord. And they needed to put away the things of this old world. Child of God, listen, don't let the devil make you think that it's all right to ride the line and stay as close to the edge to the world and to God as you possibly can. That's not the way we're to live. Listen, I want to stay as far back from that as I can. I was out weed eating and trying to cut down some things in my woods this fall. And when I was out there weed eating, I came across a hole in the ground. I didn't realize it was there. It was under the leaves. And when I got there and I started weed eating over all those weeds and things that were there, above those leaves, I saw a swarm of bees come out of the ground. Now, you know what? I was not happy with that. I don't think they were happy with me being there either. But you know what I did? I got as far away from that hole as I could get. And you know what? I didn't go near it and try to be brave and strong and all this stuff. Listen, I left those weeds until the cold weather came, and then I went out and got those things. Listen, I didn't go out there and hang around that because I did not want to get stung. And folks, if you're not careful, if you ride the line, the devil will sting you. And boy, you'll be hurting pretty soon. Listen, stay away from the world. Listen, when did Joshua encourage the people to make their choice? Look what he said in verse 15. He said, choose you this day. This first Sunday in the brand new year, 2022, I think that would be a great day to just decide that we're going to follow Jesus. We're going to decide that we're going to live for God, and we're going to make the right choice in all that we do. I want to close the message this morning with a little story. I've shared this with you before, but I want to close with the message today with this story. Back in 1904, and that was a long time ago, in 1904, a great revival swept all across Wales. And God made himself known in a very special and personal way in that land that's so far away from us today. After the revival, a Welshman, he ventured halfway across the world to a place called India. And he trekked up in the area of the mountains to a remote village in the east called the Garo Hills of Assam, India. He was told, he said, go back. You go back where you came from, because the village and the people here, they're very violent. They're headhunters. They hate people and they'll kill you. But that Welshman disregarded any warnings that he had been given. He turned it aside because he knew that even those savage headhunters needed to at least hear one story about the grace and mercy of the God who loved them and sent his son to die for them, just like he had died for this man. One tribesman, when he went into that group, one tribesman and his family listened to the message of the gospel that this Welshman preached, and they trusted Christ as their own personal Savior. One man and his family. One. The good news then in that village from this one man and his family, it was just too good to keep inside, and they began to spread it all throughout that village. Different people began to come to know Christ as their Savior. But when the chief of that village heard what this man and his family were proclaiming and telling about this God named Jesus, he got very upset about it. And the tribesman and his family were dragged out of their hut, and they were brought before all the village to be disciplined for what they were doing. The chief said, stop following this Jesus. Stop telling people about this Jesus. But that tribesman looked at the chief and he said, no, I've decided to follow Jesus. I am not turning back. The chief was furious because he was not being obeyed as he felt he ought to be obeyed. And the story goes on to tell how that he brought out that man's children before him. And before that man's eyes, the chief had each one of his children put to death. They were killed before his eyes. And then the chief stood before this man and he said, now you will stop serving Jesus. And in tears, that tribesman replied, though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back. The chief now showed no mercy whatsoever. And he took the man's wife and he killed her in front of this man. Now you'll stop following this Jesus. The tribesman looked the chief straight in the eyes and replied, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. The chief could not believe his ears, and when he looked at the people's faces around him, he knew he had to make a choice. So he killed the tribesman too. Now I want you to think back to a Bible verse in John chapter 12, verse 24. There Jesus told the people, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And folks, the story goes on to say that on that day, many of the villagers who had witnessed all the persecution that this dear family stood up against, and how that they were killed for the sake of Jesus, many of those people in that village, including the chief himself, decided to follow Jesus. And you know, the last words of that tribesman, his name was Nak Singh of the Garo tribe in Assam, India. The last words of that man, it became the heart song of that village. And even today, that very same song is sung all around the world. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Maybe on this first Sunday in the month of January of 2022, maybe somebody today that's listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you need to make that decision today. Maybe you need to say, though the world be against me, I'm not going to stop following Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. It's time to make a decision. It's time to make a choice. It's time to serve the Lord Jesus. Joshua said to these folks, and I say unto you today, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I am so thankful, God, today that you chose to save a wretch like me. And Lord, as I go back and I look at the Word of God, and I remember, God, what you did for me. So today, dear Father, I want to remind your people of how good that you've been to them. And I pray, dear God, today that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart would be pleasing unto thee, dear God. It would be acceptable to you. And Lord, that many people today would make that decision on this first Sunday in the new year to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And Lord, if there be someone today that's listening to the sound of my voice that has never been saved, I pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. Help them, Lord, to see today just how good you've been to them. And God, how much you love them and want them to be saved. And help them, Lord, as the pastor comes on in just a moment and gives the invitation, I pray, dear God, that you'll help them to trust you as their own personal Savior. Please, Lord, take this message today and use it for your honor and for your glory. And God will thank you for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.